Well, what can you say, Dirk? I mean, you can't ask for any more for a hockey team to come in here, and that's the third-ranked team in the country. You outshoot them 46-20. The grade A's, the attempted shots after two periods were 71-24. I mean, that's as dominating as you can I've ever seen probably in college hockey. I mean, it's frustrating nonetheless, but, you know, we played a real solid game, did everything we had to do, and we're just not getting any breaks. You know, obviously we score a real big goal there in the, you know, second period, and referee, you know, he apologized after the game to me. He said, no one feels worse than I do. Then why do you make the call? Then why do you have to make that call? You know, and obviously then at the end on their third goal, I mean, they're whacking away for, you know, seemed like 30 seconds, and, you know, they keep the play alive. So, very frustrating. We're not getting what we deserved, I think, this weekend, but nonetheless, you got to find a way to win hockey games.
Well,
and we didn't, but I couldn't. I told our players, you walk out of here with your head high. I couldn't be more proud of a team that I've been involved with in my 30-some years of hockey. I mean, that was a very spirited effort by our team.
Everybody played well tonight. I really didn't notice anybody that had a bad game out there for Michigan Tech.
No, you know, and like I said, they get lucky. They get, you know, a lucky bounce or break there, which ends up being the winning goal. But, you know, I like our team. I told our team, you know, we have to persevere. You know, we have to get back to work on Tuesday and hang in there and stick together, and we'll find a way through this. But it's very frustrating, and, you know, at the same time, you know, I know we've got a good team, and sooner or later we're going to break out of this and look out.
You plugged Malcolm Gould in the lineup tonight, and I thought he looked really good right from the start.
Well, he did. I thought he had a real good game. You know, he just kept pucks alive, a few real good scoring opportunities, and that's what I like. We have some depth. It's nice when players go in and they give us an effort like he did tonight.
We got more pucks around the net. We got more guys around the net tonight, too.
Well, we did, and I don't know how many. He made some great saves tonight. You can see why he's lost one game all year. I mean, I thought he was the difference in the game. I mean, he really made key saves at critical times for them. And then he has some luck, too, you know, the puck's just sliding by the net or going by. But, and obviously on the no call, you know, he gets lucky on that one. But that's okay when they get to come to Houghton, and we'll be ready, Dirk.
If I can ask you, what was the official call on the non-goal to you? Was it a whistle blown? Okay, we won't go on that.
You'll have to ask him. I mean, he gave me something like, well, I blew the whistle and the puck wasn't in when I blew the whistle. But it's wrong. I mean, it was in the net before I blew the whistle. That's one of those calls where, well, my intent was to blow up, but that was a very quick whistle compared to their third goal. But, you know, sound like I have sour grapes, but I do, because every goal is so critical in these one-goal games that it means a lot. And you have to make sure you get it right. That's why you have your review and you watch it. But that's anyway, enough of that, and we'll have to move on.
Kids go back to school. You get a week off, Coach, next week. Does this come at a good time, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're playing well. I can't, you know, we're 1-3 in our last four games, and I'm telling you, we're playing well. You know, we're just, you know, we're starting to get some little puck luck around. It's good to have David Johnstone back in the lineup. I like our line combinations, our power play. I thought was very good tonight, even though I think we're one for whatever it was. But there's some really good things going on. So, and that's the hard part, you know, when you're losing, it hurts. So I told the team, nobody's lost as much as I have over my career and some tough games. And it hurts a little bit, but, you know, you have to stick with it. You have to stick together and get ready to fight another day.
All right, Coach. Well, have safe travels back home. Enjoy the week off. And there were two more games against these guys. We're going to be sick of each other by the time a couple of weeks rolls around.
Well, I just want to tell people back in the Copper Country, they should be very proud of this team. I know maybe the record doesn't look appealing, and maybe the losing, you know, they get a little tired of it like we all do. But like I said, I mean, this team is not going to get whipped up like they did tonight by a team like us. That was just a great performance by our guys.
Well, everybody just back listening to get your tickets for this series, because these two teams
rivalry. If you don't, you're not a hockey fan, because I mean this is as good as it's going to get. This team, like I said, they're probably going to be in the top three, maybe top two by the time they come up to Houghton, and they're a good hockey team. But what I like is I like our speed. I like how we can play against them. And we got to have that Mac fault. They had two sellouts here. Their students aren't in session. I mean, we have to do a better job of promoting our games, and we have to get people out to these games, because this is as good as it gets.
All right, Coach. We'll get them in a couple of weeks.
Well, we have to. And, you know, they're going to be critical points, and, you know, and we're still jockeying for position. So these guys will be ready to play, this Husky team. You can make no bones about it, just like they were tonight.